And this is what we gotta take care of. So the Hawaiians in ours, the Hawaiians out there, all the people living in Hawaii, and all my fellow y'all, all both about Tahi Apau.
This is Nalio right here with Naukana, and hello, auntie, cousin, sister,
auntie,
uncle,
auntie, hello.
Right here, Nalio Hawaiian Issues.
How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, well, you know, I gotta say this, okay?
Uh-oh.
One of the things is, all around, you know, everybody comes here because of the beautiful climate, that's one. Not because of the affordable housing, just say it's that one. But they come for the beautiful climate, the Hawaiian hospitality, you know, and they come here.
Buy our land.
Yeah, and they support our Hawaiian culture. They support the, you know, the fact that, you know, when they find out the truth about our injustices, and they want to join us, and they jump in and join us, and they want to protect the land, and they want to protect the wala, and they want to protect our lifestyle.
And then they buy our land.
They buy our water. No, they buy our land.
And then sell us our water.
They capitalize on our water. And then what happens is they turn around and they want to help us, but then after they're here a while, it's okay. They turn around and they basically want to learn our ways. One of our ways, culturally, it's a very polite way. That's why the Hawaiians are now on the endangered species list. We were too damn polite, okay?
Yeah, we're not talking about seal or whale. We're talking human being, Hawaiian brown person.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like being taught manners. I was talking to my other cousin today over here. But they've been taught manners, you know? Or else, you know, your tutu will cut you up like Paul. Real quick, you know what I mean? And so we were taught that at a very early age, you know? Certain things like, you know, ask permission. I don't know about the mainland, because I was raised with my tutu. And so, you know, if you want something, you know, you ask permission, you know? And that was always the case. Ask permission. Especially if it's not yours, you want to use it, you want to, you know, go there, do this, you want to go on somebody's property, you ask permission. Well, that's the way we were raised, right? And to have respect for, you know, like if you go someplace and you like pick flower, you know, you find somebody and ask permission, right? It doesn't matter if you want to pick flower or you want to prune or you want to clean. You always ask permission. And so I was talking to my cousin, the other cousin this morning, and it seems that, you know, there's good intention. And, I didn't mean to insult you. It was all good intentions. Yeah, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, okay? So what happens is, one of the things that is forgotten when you come over here, do what Tutu always taught us, ask permission. So if you know somebody and you have an inkling that the only Hawaiian family in Ahupua'a is the one left standing whose land hasn't been ripped off from them, you know, adverse possession, quiet titled, the one who's still hanging on by the threads of their raggedy and bibbidis, okay? And this area. So anybody who like do anything in that area, it's always nice to just let them know, ask permission. It's a form of tradition, culturally speaking. Like, and the same thing is happening over here, I hear, is happening over there in Kauai. Nobody asks permission anymore. Nobody give respect to the ohana who stay, you know, in the area. And it's like, and the reason why is because of,
well, it's just like if your neighbor get plumeria and you know more, you need plumeria, you just don't go and pick. You go ask.
Yeah, that's right. And it's all being traded off. And it's all well-meaning, you know, the various different nonprofits who our mission statement is to preserve and to save and to help and to do this and to do that. And then, of course, there's those who start those various well-meaning nonprofits who basically are into one team alone, the Kala. It's called Grant Money. Here it comes, the monies. It's all about the money. Scratch tradition, even though that's why he formed. Scratch culture, it's all about the money. Okay? So, you know, and I hear that, you know, the same problem is over happening over Kauai, it's happening over here. You know, yeah, we formed a non-profit organization, and this is our mission statement. And here's what we do, and here's what we'd like to do, get money. And when it comes down to the ohana or the families, generations upon generations in that one raggedy and tag, regularly frame, bibbidi, stay right there. Nobody asked that person anything. You know, nobody, oh, send them email, say, oh, this is what we're going to do, okay?
So bottom line, ask.
How rude. how rude. So rude.
So always ask.
By the way. And by the way, my cousin got an email from, well, it was from a government official, and it was like he was like a blanket email, you know, like sent it out to. In the meantime, what a bugger state of Po'o, Konehisi, of this area for like, oh, you have them on a list of Native Hawaiian organizations contact person. Okay. Why? You forgot the list. You never read them. No, they just get in touch with the person who, like, play ball with them. Or let's make a deal. Monty Hawking, let's make a deal. Or, and then they bring them in because they like, nice to kiss each other. They stay in bed with each other. And one's for grant money and the other one's going to be given the grant money. So it's like, oh, same thing. Government prostituting itself. And who the prostitute? The nonprofit. Okay. Please. Please. Call a cop. Oh, sorry, don't. I mean, because before I was talking to you, I was talking to my other cousin over here. I was like, well, and it's all about our people. You know what I mean? Half kind. Our people, it might be even some of our own ohana, who basically is leading the rest of them by the ring in their nose, or it's some of our ohana who get the ring in their nose and being led around by the other one.
Well, I mean, and that leads to all the issues that, you know, we talk about. Like, you know, I was watching what's happening over there in Oahu, the rail system. Wow, surprise, surprise, they're over 26 million dollars over budget already, and with an increase coming. And in my view, it looks like hell. I mean, Hawaii is not streetlights all the way from Kaneohe to La'ie. Same thing, you know. No, it's not just us. It's, I don't know. They're just making this a cookie cutter thing. You know, even some of the tourists that we mentioned, they go, please. And it was in the article in the Garden Island. It's like, please don't let yourself be like a cookie cutter city in USA, because we were talking about this with a lot of people, and these are tourists coming to Hawaii and going, wow, you know, yeah, we like that store over there, but you know, it's a cookie cutter store, you know, it's a chain throughout the, you know, United States, and they all look the same, and they're all, you know, made the same, and they all look the same.
You know what? What you saw, they ordered the cookie cutters from Amazon.com.
Well, you know, economically, we'll see how it goes, but I mean, Kukui Grove, it still has empty spaces, and you know, I talked about this before. They have the new up higher, above Kukui Grove, that has, you know, Petco and has other stores that's mostly empty still, but they're supposed to be moving people in where Safeway is. But when you get in that little area, man, you can be in any town USA. I mean, it looks all the same.
Yep.
You know, and is this something that hit us? Me and Prim ran in. We're like, God, it's like we turned into a mall in Las Vegas. You know, looking.
It's corporate America. They're going to put their corporate stuff.
And it's not just me saying that. This is where we're tourists. We're, you know, when we play around town, and tourists are coming to us. You know, and then another tourist was like, well, you know, I was here 30 years ago, and it seems like there's, and she was in Honolulu, and she's like, well, there seemed to be more Hawaiians 30 years ago, and there's more people like me. What happened? And we go, well, you know, quiet title and taxes and cannot hold on to our lands and got to find a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you, <exactly. know? laughs> you know where they are? Oh, ask the Hokulea. They're riding around, and you know what? Wherever they stop and pull in, all the Hawaiians are bringing food, bringing monies, bringing leis, bringing this, bringing that, all the aloha. And they're saying, where are all these Hawaiians coming from? Well, Kauai, Molokai, Oahu, because they not can afford to live here anymore. Or B, they were disgusted at the fact that they finally lost their battle in court when their land was you know, possessed, adverse possession, quiet titled, you know, and they left. And the Hokulea seen all these Hawaiians. Yeah. Because they can't live here anymore. Shoot. You're right,
exactly.
Tides. You're right, Tides.
But we had some...
And so...
What? Hmm? No, no, we had some what? Announcements, a couple of them. Like, we got a, I got something from Hope, tomorrow under the Ahumoku system. Lepe'uli and Waipake, Saturday, April 23, next week, 9 to 12 a.m. They're going to meet at Larson's Beach, and they're going to do a beach cleanup. Lepe'uli and Waipake, that's by Larson Beach, and meet at Larson Beach.
And, oh, you got an announcement.
Yeah, and walking from Larson Beach to Waipake, you're going to be walking, so... Take your time. It's not a marathon.
How, and how obviously, can they walk to... What Waipake? How can they do that?
Well, you just walk. I used to walk that when I used to go down Larson's. You just walk
yeah,
across.
But
it's a long walk, so I'm telling you, don't look... You know, it's going to be a long... It's going to be a hike. So,
Did they check for low tide?
So,
high tide or low tide?
And she says, bring food, water, sunscreen, whatever you need to be comfortable at the beach. Okay? So...
Delicious lip. I'm sorry.
What?
Christian. I'm sorry.
No, but so besides that, next week, the 23rd, I mean, at Larson's, and it'll be 9 to 12, they're going to clean up Lepe'uli and Waipake Beach. But there's also a thing that we were talking about, you know, last week, oh yeah, our friend of ours sent us a map, or sent me a map of the injection wells that we were talking about last week. And the caller who mentioned it first was saying how all these injection wells, you know, we're looking at, you know, he was saying, you know, they take your lands and, you know, insults and your rights and access, and now they're actually messing up the ecosystem, which
oh,
we already...
Definitely.
Which we already know. I mean, what, 20 years plus, my stream in Lo'i has been dead in Waipake because of building them there. So you're not telling me anything new. What we've seen, runoff affecting the reefs. Anini's been bad for how many years? Hanalei, one of the most polluted areas. And this is not me talking. This is the reports from the state, too. One of the most polluted rivers, Hanalei River. You know, so and now... ejecting waste and, cause I don't know, it's possible, chemicals too, not just, wastewater, but you're talking, other chemicals being injected into these wells to like,
yeah, ammonia. And these are like, you know, these are like heavy duty chemicals that they just can't dispose anywhere. So what are they going to do? Stick it in our aquifer. Oh, how nice. Oh yeah. You like drink that, huh? Come on, folks. I mean, you know, first of all, once you think of injection wells, and we live on porous rock. Our island is rock. So, you know, how much fresh water is in our aina, you know, and in these aquifers that are, you know, on this island is rock, okay? So you take injection wells and you stick them all over the place and you inject poisons and chemicals and waste into it. Where are you going to see to? I don't know about you, but it's like, does this take rocket scientist kind of stuff? Or is this a, can you use common sense? And
oh, interesting.
Okay.
And interesting, huh? I didn't read the old articles. I'm reading on my phone, and it was hard. It's hard to, when I tried to open it up bigger, to get the fine detail, but I did find one part. The information that was given to us is from the Department of Interior Geological Survey. And it shows the wells on there, and it looks like, you know, again, I'm having a hard time with it, but there's a lot.
Yep.
I would say, from what I can see, over 20. And again, I'll try to pull this up next week, but as I'm trying to open it on my phone, it like kind of blanks out and stuff. So, but yeah, injection wells on, it says, oh, subsurface and surface. So some of these maps that are showing are, surface.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And can you talk about point source, non-point source, runoff, wastewater runoff? I mean, how many golf courses do we have in Kauai? I mean, I'm just asking that. And most of them, the reason why there's so many golf courses is when they don't have a place to turn around and spray the treated R2 water, that's been treated with chemicals. Have you ever seen the golf course early in the morning when the mist is rising? You see that fluorescent blue? Hello, it's called chemicals. Anyway, that's what it's being sprayed with. That's why you have that lovely blue-greenish grass on golf courses, because it's got the wastewater treatment, R2 water. So, you know, when they don't have any place to put the R2 water, what do? They basically build another golf course and use it for that. And if they can't find it there, what do? Well, you know, if any more housing goes up in Wailua, just don't all flush at the same time, because then you will see, you know, 500 yards off Wailua Beach, the beach over there, you're going to see a big bubble go poof. If everybody flushed at the same time, you're going to see this big bubble out, 500 yards out. That's because there's a pipe, National Pollution Elimination Discharge System, where if you don't have any place to put that R2 water, guess where it goes? Out in the other water, the one you swim in. Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know if you have any update on this, too. Again, our informational specialists, Hope Kalai and Tim Kalai, they sent also the information out, and it's just great to get all this information out. There's the trespass bill, SB 2816, on public lands.
What?
Basically, it's... here, I'll read it. On Tuesday, government's private lands. On Tuesday, a bill will be voted on. So it was this past week, so we should get an update on that. And will probably pass. It changes the regulations for trespassing on state lands. With this bill, a sign will be all that's required to criminalize trespass on improved state land. Currently, a warning is needed to receive a petty misdemeanor. The problem with this bill, SB 2816, quote, related to criminal trespass, end quote, is that it is merely a modified version of the existing law on trespass, but with the addition of public lands or highways like the one on Mauna Kea. One portion reads, and this is part of the bill proposal, a person commits criminal trespass in the second degree if the person enters or remains unlawfully on agricultural lands without the permission of the owner of the land, and the agricultural lands have a sign or signs displayed sufficient to give notice and reading as follows: private property, government property, no trespassing. Interesting, because if that's a proposal, and if it did pass, it was voted on this past Tuesday, which you got to check, how would that have effect had this been in place with that case where the Hawaiian just won on hunting on Robinson land? He was allowed to. It looks like this wording would not allow that anymore. The problem here, and this is from the a new post on the Umiverse, and it goes on to say, the problem here is that by merely adding or, quote, or government property, underlying text that notes that the text is, will be added to the law that's already in existence. This is the correction or the amendment they're doing. The state of Hawaii is treating public land as if it were its own private lands. In American law, that is indeed the case. The government has no special rights over its land, but it's like any other private landowner, aside from eminent domain. But Hawaii's land system comes from the kingdom, and thus has embedded in it kuleana, or native tenant rights, which William Little Lee, one of its architects, said cannot be conveyed away, not even by royalty itself. If the king could not abridge these rights, then how can the state of Hawaii, which is not even their owner, but more like their thief, as the 1993 apology resolution provides, whereas the Republic of Hawaii also ceded 1.8 million acres of crown lands, government and public lands of the Kingdom of Hawaii without the consent or compensation to the Hawaiian people of Hawaii or sovereign government. The Sierra Club had this to say of SB 2816. This bill seeks to allow the government to bar the public from accessing public land, similar to how a private landowner can bar people from entering private land. This is no good. It criminalizes homelessness, hiking, gathering, fishing, and protesting. Interesting.
So, it just turns it into another Big Brother is watching and making rules where you can't. You have to ask permission to go back to them.
Oh, and the Arthur also goes on to say that, cites that this bill came from Governor Ige's camp.
Of course.
And it's too late to attend any hearings or give testimony, but legislators can still be called and possibly be persuaded to change their votes and prevent the creation of the kind of open prison in which we are restricted to our private properties and commercial lands, on which we are mere customers, and those public lands to which the state sees fit to allow our use.
Ige got to go.
You know, but only this. Obviously, this is a knee-jerk reaction so that they would have more pull if something like Hawaiians do again on Mauna Kea.
But you know what? That's what Ige is all about. He's a knee-jerk.
No, but then also Governor Ige and the administration prior are not doing anything about the alolo and protecting the rights of what they have in their own documentation as fee simple rights of the state to the alolo, and they're not even protecting that.
No, they won't. They're just ticked off about the millions of dollars that's looking for another site.
Well, who was it? Wasn't it Rockefeller who said something like, I make the laws to fit my needs? Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah, and that's what Ige is doing. He's making the laws to fit.
Well, he's not the only one. It's a status quo.
Yeah, it is. But that's a status quo that's got to change. And the only way it's going to change is if we can get our country back. But, you know, one of the things for those of you who want to know about the Underground Injection Control Program, now the Underground Injection Control Program, is supposed to serve to protect the quality of Hawaii's underground sources of drinking water from chemical, listen to this now, chemical, physical, radioactive, and biological contamination that could originate from injection well activity. Okay?
Really?
I'll read that one again. Yeah.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah. It's called the Underground Injection Control Program. And it's how many people you got working to? Anyway, the underground injection wells are wells used for injecting water or other fluids. We're not talking about water, okay? It's mostly other fluids into a groundwater aquifer. Now, the Department of Health is supposed to, you know, oversee that, and their administrative rules, which is Title 11, Chapter 23, is supposed to provide conditions governing the location, construction, and operation of injection wells so that the injected fluids do not migrate and pollute underground sources of drinking water. I think they're too late on that one already. But Section 4 of the rules gives the criteria for classifying aquifers into those that are designated as underground sources of drinking water and those that are not. However, you know, one of the things is if you inject, and I think the reason why they keep on just making more injection wells is because the amount of chemical, radioactive and biological contaminants that they are injecting into these other wells have reached its capacity to hold any more poisons or chemicals. Radioactive biological contaminations, it's reached beyond its capacity to hold it. So what are they going to do? They got to build another injection well someplace else. And what did he say, 90 90 injection wells. That's the ones that we know of course. But these are, who's to say that some haven't tried to force more contaminants into these injection wells, and in doing so have, you know, I mean, first of all, I'd like to find out how many people work on this program. I mean, with the state funding going on and the cutbacks in various different departments, major departments, I'm not sure that they have enough people to mandate this. I'd like to find out just how many people. How many, is that a hard question? How many people do they have, inspectors, do they have with the Department of Health on Kauai mandating and watching this type of activity? One? See, this is the questions I have when it comes to this. We already know that in many different other fields, enforcement is a problem. It's an issue. That's enforcement. I mean, if we can't even find people to enforce the laws, how the heck are we going to, you know, find quality people that make the laws, follow the laws? I mean, I'm looking at it this way. We can't even find people to enforce the laws. So who's stopping them from breaking the laws? Who's watching them when the laws are being utilized in order to do these things?
Well, it should be someone like me who's watching the clock right now. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to do the legal stuff. We'll be right back at you. This is Kiki Sarah Honolulu, KQA Kilauea. This is Nalea Hawaiian Issues coming in right here. And Nalea Hawaiian Issues is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kamo Ukulele and KCC, Kauai Community College.
Kamoa Ukulele Company, dedicated to building high-quality bell-tone instruments. Built with a one-player-at-a-time philosophy, from student models up to custom masterpieces, Kamoa Ukulele Company, a family-owned business, supports KKCR. 652-9999 or online at kamoaukulelecompany.com.
The Hawaiian Studies Program at Kauai Community College, offering courses and experiences in Hawaiian language and culture for the children and friends of Hawaii. 245-8202.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio.
Shh, it's KKCR's Silent Fun Drive. From now until the start of our spring membership drive on May 12th, we encourage you to participate in our Silent Drive. All Silent Drive contributors will be entered into our early bird drawing for a chance to win a two-night stay at the beautiful Hanalei Bay Resort in Princeville. Our goal is $60,000. Help us get there by making a donation today. Call 808-826-7774 or visit kkcr.org. Ke kani o Kauai nei, the sound of Kauai.
There you go. Kickers, we're back on air. Hello. Hey, when she does that, where'd she go?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, we're back?
Yes.
You never said we were back.
Yes, I did. Wait. Okay, I'll tell you what. Always priority. We have a phone caller. We always go there first. Hopefully they want to talk. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Nalea Hawaiian Issues. Hello? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Did you want to be on the air?
Oh, that's an accident.
Okay. That's okay, because we can simply go like this.
I was calling to check and see if you have any tickets left to the fundraiser this evening for the Hanalei School.
Hello?
No, I don't think we have it here. I haven't seen anything here. I can check for you, but
okay.
Hanalei School.
I was just checking. It looks like it's probably sold out, but, you know.
Yeah, because I know usually we don't provide tickets here. I know here.
Yeah.
You might want to try a big save.
Okay.
Cool. Aloha.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Aloha.
See, we even do that.
So, yeah. So here, in terms of the Underground Injection Control Program, what you might want to do is basically look that up. It's on the health.hawaii.gov, and it will show you the what is called the underground ingestion control maps, and it shows the areas inland and seaward of the what is called the underground ingestion control lines. Okay, they have lines. They have a boundary line. Okay. However, in Kauai, in any other place, when you know there's not enough people watching the storefront, you know, people have a tendency to cross those lines, especially in terms of state and, you know, corporate, definitely corporate. So here we go. There's also what they have is the groundwater pollution control section, the underground injection control program. You can look that up online. Guidelines for the golf courses and the drinking water state revolving fund. What? But they also have public notices, so you can downline the underground injection control public notice documents. So,
just to interrupt real quickly, just about the caller, I know this is off subject, but real quickly, the benefit concert for Hanalei School, that's going to be tonight at St. Regis. Doors open at 6:30 to 11, so, and it's with Donovan Frankenreiter. He's pretty cool, and it's with G-Love, but you can get tickets available at Hanalei Surf Company, Hanalei Strings, Magic Dragon, Healthy Hut. So just go down to Ching Yung, or across from Ching Yung, there's Hanalei Surf Company, and that's where you can buy the tickets, okay? And it's tonight, 6:30 to 11.
Right, and usually if the tickets are available and they've already collected them, what you can do is possibly go to the door and they'll have tickets on sale there. Right?
Yeah.
Most likely? Yeah. So, yeah. But here we have also the Source Water Assessment and Protection Program, which is called SWAP. But all these things you can find on health.hawaii.gov. Just put in, once you get into that area, just put on injection wells, and it'll bring you to an area where you can look more, look up more information. Especially in terms of the, I'd always like to know about the public notice documents. And then they have documents that are kept available for at least 30 days for public comment period. Those are always interesting. And many of these things that you really don't hear about, because God forbid they want the public to express their point of view in terms of protecting, their environment or, what they perceive as a lack of protection, regarding the various different agencies that are supposed to be protecting the environment. And when you do catch them with their agency pants down, usually they turn around and they all say the same thing. They all tout the same thing. State funding cutbacks has had a detrimental impact on our department. Okay. So, and that's usually the case. Why a particular agency isn't doing their job. It's because of cutbacks. Okay? State funding cutbacks. That's one of the reasons for lack of enforcement in any agency. You know, it's like, oh, who's minding the storm? Nobody. But, again, that's if you want to find out more about these injection wells and the fine line, it's called the UIC line, past the point of no return, then you can also go to, again, health.hawaii.gov, and when it says search, type in injection wells, and it'll bring you to that point. But you read your little heart content. All the rules, administrative rules, you can write, you know, especially when it says so that the injection fluids that they're, you know, contaminants, biological and radioactive chemicals that they're injecting into the system doesn't migrate and pollute underground sources of drinking water. However, you can write all the rules you want. Basically, somebody ain't doing it right, and they're exceeding the capacity in terms of these various different wells. There's a pretty strong chance that these fluids will migrate and pollute underground sources of drinking water. So, again, I think it's time, you know, the general public, pick a topic, transportation, water, point source solution, injection wells. Pick something to be a champion of. If you're really concerned about this, Aina, pick something to be a champion of. It's like to use your voice as your manao, you know, and look into these things and use your voice to speak out in order to protect the land, water, and culture. You got to point the finger at somebody or an agency that you feel is not doing their job, and, you know, and you're not getting any answers when you try and call these agencies. You know what? By all means, use Maui and Hawaiian issues to voice your mana'o, to be the champion of the aina, the water, the vai-vai, and, you know, use your voice on Maui and Hawaiian issues. That's what we're here for. Maui and Hawaiian issues, the voice of Hawaiian issues. And when it comes to the land, water, and culture, that's Hawaiian issues. You hear whatever happens and it's affecting even the community, the land, the water, use your voice here on Maui and Hawaiian issues. Be the champion of our aina. Be the champion of our culture. Be the champion of the water. Speak here. Especially if you're not getting answers calling these agencies, which I don't think so. What? Did you phone answering machine? Please leave your name and a brief message, and someone will return your call. You get that one. By all means. Your third call, because give them two chances already, your third call should be us. Maui and Hawaiian issue. So, Cousin Randy, nobody out here, I hear from you. You got an issue in your community. Whatever it may be, the issue with, give a call. You know, there's so many things happening. Cuz, over here, there's some people who championed, and they were looking to read their declaration in terms of Niaupuni. It was a declaration of the people, you know. Those Niaupuni representatives, they're supposed to represent the people. Well, some people went over to read their document, the declaration of the people, by the people, for the people. And they went to go read their declaration at this Niaupuni, Niaupuni, whatever they're doing behind those closed locked doors, gated community kind thing, and they were arrested. They wrote a declaration. It was by the people, of the people, for the people, and they were arrested.
And we arrest all the people who come check us out.
Huh?
And we arrest all the people who come check us out.
Yeah, especially here we are. We haven't been voted on by the people because that wasn't going to happen anyway. And even though we're not supposed to be writing anything to represent the Native Hawaiian community, we are, and we're all self-important. We're worse than the Li'is. We're, you know, we're bought and paid for with your money. To house and clothe and feed us, and we're going to make decisions that will affect all of you little people who, even though you wrote a declaration by your people, for your people, of the people, it wasn't going to be read here because we're writing the new rules and regulations that you're going to be abiding by, whether you like it or not. So shove that down your throat. Niaupuni, that's what you said when you had our people, our kanaka, our local, the Maka'ainana, arrested. They go to court in Kaneohe District Court.
That wasn't on the news last night?
Huh?
Was it on the news?
I don't know if it was on the news. I got an email. They're going to be heard in court on April 26th in Kuniohe District Court, all those who were arrested. And this Naiopuni was not supposed to, we're just getting together to just form in the Manao. No, and that's not what they're doing. They're writing the agreement between the federal government, and they're saying, we represent you, the little native people who don't have a voice to say or a soapbox to stand on, and we'll show you where your rights aren't going to be heard, because all those people who tried to read that declaration that you people, you manini little people, writ, you little natives, guess what? We had them arrested. So that's where we stand. With their nose up in the air. Oh, yeah. Yes. Folks, that's Naiopuni. That's what the Royal Commission is reporting. And unfortunately, the voice of the real people is not going to be heard. That declaration that was written by the people, of the people, and for the people is not being heard by those so-called self-appointed holier-than-thou writing the agreement between the United States government and us that they're going to be controlling. Us. The people. And we don't have a voice again. Oh. So let me read the names again. These are the Kani who were arrested in front of the locked gates of the Naiopuni Aha. The trial started on Thursday, April the 14th, at Kuniohe District Court at 9 a.m. However, apparently, it's now been moved, and they're going to be, let me see when it's going to be. Oh, yeah. That's another one. Oh, I got to read that announcement. But let me go to this announcement. Where is that? Oops. There you go. I think it's April 26th. Yeah, it's got to be April 26th. I got to find it again. I got so many announcements.
Wait, this one that you were talking, they're arrested. This didn't happen. Well, it happened like in February, but they're going to court soon.
Yeah. The one you're talking about? Went to court on the 14th. Okay. And now they're going to be going back to court. On the 26th, from what I understand. I gotta find the 26th one. Shoot. Let me just list this up. 26th. Yeah, from what I understand, they're going back to the 26th, 9:30 a.m. at Kuniohe District Court. I'm trying to find that. Walter Rudy made that announcement. So there's another situation happening. So I was hoping to make that a court date to support a county who were arrested during that time. But there's something else happening that I need to go, especially with the, what is it called? The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, federal. I gotta go support my cousin. But where is it? But I'm looking for it. So if you'd like, give a call, in terms of, sharing your manao regarding Naiopuni. or anything else for that matter, please give us a call at 826-7771. 826-7771.
Okay, I found the article, Star Advertiser. Police arrest 8 trespassing arrests at the AHA. Hello, police have arrested 8 people for trespassing at a golf club where Native Hawaiians are gathered to discuss self-governance. What did they do, though?
They were going to read their declaration that was written by the people. Many of the people clear across the state. Representatives of people from across the state, the Kanaka Maoli, you know, us people. But those people behind the closed locked doors, high security, have made themselves the voice of our people that is going to affect us. They're making a deal with the federal government. They weren't supposed to because they weren't voted in office. It's the same old, same old. Whether the governor elected, like the commission, Kanaʻi ʻōlawale Commission, or they're, you know, self-appointed, self-elected, here I am representing our people, and I'm going to march in there, and then we're going to lock the doors from the people. And so the people, there are people who, masses of people who came together and basically helped write the declaration of the people, the Kanaka Maoli. You know, us little people, the Maka'ainala. And they were going to read it to them and say, this is who we are. But they, you know, Niopuni and the powers that be, and I do mean the powers that be, have them arrested. Why, and his whole crew have them all arrested. That's the way it goes, folks. It's not about a voice of people here. No, it's the same old business as usual. Luna, stay over there behind the golf course, high security gates, discussing the future of our keiki and our keiki's keiki and our people now and here. You, us, we, one that there's discussing our future about, don't have a voice. Don't have any, even have a soapbox. Box stop for stand on to voice our mana'o. These kanis were there to read our declaration. But, nah, they don't want to hear that. God forbid, give us a voice. Give us rights. Let us stand up. No, don't do that. They become our voice. They're voting on the future of your children and your children's children. It's about what they think we should do and how we're going to live and what the rules are going to be.
Well, one thing, what the people have to realize, too, is and the majority of the people are against this Hawaiian people, is that these people are working in cahoots with the feds, and all the whatever comes out of this locked thing, the Hawaiian people know it's a joke, but the Department of Interior can just take it and run with it and say, and just rubber stamp it and say it's okay. And then that becomes federal law. And we know that's what they're doing. That's why the process is still going through. They're going to come out with this paper. Now, there's a problem. I was reading it too. They have to ratify it with the Hawaiian public. You know, so how they're going to do that and how far this is going
to
go.
What do you mean ratify? This was supposed to be an election. The election got canceled. These people, and they said this in the very beginning, won't be making, putting together anything that represents the Hawaiian people. They lied. What else is new? And now they want the Hawaiian people to ratify something that they wrote for us, and who gave them the right to do that?
Well, no, only that. It's kind of, you know, and a lot of people question this. How can you come up that fast with a constitution?
Because it was always written for them.
Exactly, and that's what people are saying.
Straw men in the corner making announcements, and half of them, most of them are there scratching their head going, whoa, whoa.
Well, they even said some are saying the Department of Interior was had the hand in having it, part of it already made. Because they want the wording,
yes.
They want the wording correct, right? They're not going to let these Hawaiians come up with any wording that doesn't fit with what their plan is. But
yeah, they're the puppets.
But like they said, totally against what the Hawaiian majority of Hawaiian people want, yet this process is still proceeding. And that's the scary part. In this lovely democracy where freedom and human rights and all this, they're pushing this through, even though they know the majority of the Hawaiian people are against it. So, and just like they did with the state vote, just like they did with the annexation, they're going to fill out the paperwork that benefits them, regardless of what the Hawaiian people say. That's not the America I know. I don't know what kind of America this is now, but sounds more like Nazis and Soviet Union kind of stuff than America.
And it's corporate America. And, you know, they basically took the voice away from, Lady Justice and the real American people. And they've changed it into their little, they're making the rules. They're cutting the rules down.
Right.
And that's what everybody, 1%, 99%, we're the 99%, and the 1% still has its heyday.
But at the same token, like Anthony and many other people said, if everybody got off their colas and voted, we could change things. I mean, you look at the state vote. Less than 28% voters voted for statehood in 59. And what was it, the last rate? Less than 50% even voting out of registered voters. Now, whether you don't give a damn anymore or whatever, but that means the people running this place, making the laws, doing all this kind of stuff, are in there because you don't vote. Bottom line. Now, it'll be interesting. I know I'm going into another subject. It'll be interesting what's going to happen with the county council. We've got, I already know, three people who are throwing their hat in the race that have never been in there before. So it'll be interesting in how the people on Kauai are going to, are the same people going to get in? How many people are going to vote? We hear a lot of complaining on the island of traffic, this and that. Well, do you vote? No. Then you really can't help anything. If you do vote, then exercise your right and put people in who you agree are doing a good job. But until then, I mean, we can complain all about the government, but who's the guys in the government? The people who voted them in. Hello? Still goes back to the people as much as we can. I mean, you look at this, even with what they're talking about the, they're all, especially Trump, because he's looks like, you know, he might not get the whole number, so it might be a contested Republican convention. So he's all saying that it's all corrupt and everything's all a shambles, you know. But it just seems so crazy about all this, I mean, especially the Republicans. It looks like it's, well, it's calmed down somewhat, but I don't know. It's just getting kind of crazy, and the whole thing is just—it's bizarre.
I know. Let me see. This is not a good time for my computer to stick.
Yeah, right during showtime.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Wednesday. Oh. Okay, folks, again, here, let me, in terms of the state historic preservation agenda, the Kauai Niihau Island Burial Council meeting is going to be held April the 20th. Okay? That's Wednesday, April the 20th, at 9 a.m. in the morning. So it's going to be held at the Kauai DOT Building Conference Room on 1720 Haleakala Street, in Lihue. So, again, that's at the DOT, Department of Transportation, Building Conference Room. Okay, and that's going to be the Kauai Niihau Island Burial Council meeting. And for those of you who have never been to one and you've got the time to do it, especially you want to find out why many of us Kanakas are really upset when they turn around and dig up another kapuna and stick them in a bin somewhere. It's like we wouldn't do that to your ohana. And just think of all those loved ones who are buried somewhere and think of, corporate America or somebody who wants to develop a multi-million dollar home or, another resort. Think of your loved one being dug up and stuck in a, whose bones are being stuck in a container. until they can decide what to do with them. So if you want to find out why us Kanakas are so upset, yeah, go to the Kauai-Niihau Island Burial Council meeting, and if you know, and that's Wednesday, April the 20th, 2016. You can also go to the website, and just put Kauai-Niihau Burial Council, or just put Burial Council. And, you know, and it could take you there, and you can even get the agenda. And that's on, the Burial Council is under the State Historic Preservation Division. So it's the State Historic Preservation Division. Okay? So, again, we want to find out the agendas for in the state, for the Burial Council. That's one. Oh, I'm glad I got to mention that. But I'm still trying to find that information that was put out regarding April the 26th, Kaneohe District. So if you're here on island and you want to support the Kaneohe that are arrested by trying to submit the declaration written by the people, other people, for the people, not the one that they're hiding behind closed doors, locked, high security, with the Department of Interior assisting them. Here, let me hold your pen. Just sign your X right here, we name it. I mean, come on. But, yeah. So, I'm still trying to find out.
Well, I did find something on Free Hawaii, but you don't like that guy, right? Hello? Cuz.
Yeah?
But you don't like that yes. Kauai guy. He had something
what?
On Free Hawaii, whatever yeah. This guy's name is. He had an update this past Wednesday regarding the Aha Aloha Aina. But you don't like this guy?
No.
Okay, so I won't play it, but it sounded interesting.
No, you can read something.
He just says from Free Hawaii, it says February 20. Wait, this was. Oh, I thought it was earlier. This is from February. Again, he was talking about the protesting and the arrest. But you know what's going to happen. You know they're going to pass this Niaupuni. You know that.
Of course.
The Department of Interior is going to accept it. So it's what we're going to do in response, because Hawaiians are going to screw us, guaranteed.
In terms of the court proceedings that happened on April the 14th, and they do have to go back to court on April the 26th. I think it's Tuesday, April the 26th. At Kaneohe District Court at 9:30 a.m.
So they're being charged for like trespassing because it was a private club.
But wait a minute, it's like a private club, basically with the people who were supposed to represent our Native Hawaiian community, and making laws and writing rules and laws and with the federal government that's supposed to oversee the Hawaiian community. And all these people, these representatives, were looking to do was submit their draft, draft declaration that was written by us Manini people clear across the state. I'm so ticked off. And they were going to submit it, and Niaupuni had them arrested. The powers that be, Wahe'e, the whole smear. The whole smear campaign crew had them arrested. So when they appeared in court, Kalikoa pleads. The judge asks, "How do you plead?" Kalikoa answers, "Kui kapono, aoleheva. I stand what is righteous and never do no wrong." Which they didn't do any wrong. They were looking to read the declaration that the people wrote, and they were arrested. And they're being charged. And these people, the Niaupuni, and which the the head Kana'i'olo'olu and their crew. They're like Governor Handpicked, Monkey See, Monkey Do, United States government, federally recognized, you know, dog and pony show. They're all together. Do you think they're really for the people? No, they're not. They're for themselves. They're out to make, I mean, let's put it this way. In the Danner Court, millions, grant money, federal money, millions, rake them in and call the shot. And then those Kanakas who are already in that court are going to line up to just kiss a little, you know, kiss. And basically to get the, with the hand out. I can't money. So I just own your future alpha monies. Okay, you go ahead. The sins of the father shall be visited on the seeds of thy loins. You do it for money. You do it for or whatever it is, grant money or money monies. You do it for money. Then you know what? God have mercy on your soul. That's all I say. Freedom doesn't come with a price. And that's what's here. Our freedom. Our freedom. Our rights as Kanaka Maori have been sold at a price. Grant money, federal money. It's a price. And for those of you who said, no, it's for our, please. Your people, a whole bunch of your people got arrested for looking to read just a declaration of our rights, the Kanaka, the Maka'ainana rights. They got arrested. And they're facing judge. Why? Because they want to read a declaration. That's all. But we don't have the right to. Our voice will not be heard in those closed government straw men who are writing the rules for our future. And that's what it's all about. I know people are listening out there. Many of our people who are listening are disgusted. Many people say, no, this is not what happened. How do you know? You're sitting in your living room and people are making decisions on your behalf and your future, the future of your children's behalf.
You know
they're
what?
Making decisions regarding the Kanaka Maoli. They're the dummies. They're the puppet. They're the dummies that the federal government is going to stick their hands up the claim and shake your head. Am I being sassy? Oh, no, I'm down like being horrible and mean. But if what I'm saying does not ring a bell with you, then call me up and tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead, call. Number is
826-7771.
826-7771.
You know, I'm reading this thing.
I stay sassy because after talking to my other cousin in terms of what happened and you today and you know, and what's been going on and what I've been seeing in the news, I just stay so disgusted. you can hear it in my voice, huh? I think I better go for church. Another cousin on Big Island who I was talking to recently, and he turned around and he says, you know, try to be Pono. He says, Pono doesn't, he says, I don't know what's going on. And he was so upset. And this boy, I'll tell you something, this boy got a heart of gold. He'll give you the shirt off his back. He said, we're local style Kanaka. However, you know, the powers that be in terms of dealing with corporate America, which he had to deal with, he turns around, he's going, what is going on, cousin? He says, I don't know what to do. I says, I always do the, try and do what, you know, they say, what would Jesus do? And I always try and walk in those footsteps. And he says, I'm getting slammed, cuz. I felt so bad for him. Cousin, he doesn't have a mean streak. He got such Kanaka heart of gold, got a smile on his face. He will cook you a dinner. He will give you the shirt off his back. Real Hawaiian style brata. Real Hawaiian, real old kind that you don't find anymore Hawaiian style brata. And he got terminated from his position. And he was good at it, too. He, you know, he worked in a hotel. But because somebody stayed all jealous and everything, you know, jealous of him, and he basically, you know, caught them ripping him off. He caught them ripping him off. And knowing him, he just said, Gideon, don't do that. You know, what do you do that for? And he wasn't going to say anything. He said, I wasn't going to say anything. All of a sudden, he gets fired because the person who ripped him off, was trying to rip him off, basically filed a complaint against him. And now is quitting their job because they're thinking they're going to get slammed. My cousin said, Cuz. And I go, I know Cuz. And this is what's happening. And I said, you know what? We come in the times today. These are the times today. He says, but, you know, it doesn't do us any good to be, you know, aloha. What? He says, cuz, and I felt really bad for him. He says, ripping it out of my heart already. I just don't want to be for anybody. And I see on Facebook, he said, you're going to church. You know, he says, I'm going to church. He says, I got to go to church. I want to go to church. And that's the last I saw a post on him. But I felt so bad in talking to him on the phone. I really felt bad for him. Hmm. And this is what's happening to a lot of our Kanakas, or, you know, the aloha, the so-called, the, you know, the aloha, the real true meaning of aloha. They live aloha. And I'm sure those brothers who was bringing the declaration, they was going to be proud to deliver the declaration of the people, by the people, of the people, for the people. They were arrested. Well, and I know when they go to the courts, they face everybody.
Well, it's interesting. They found this thing on the Civil Beat. You have any problem with Civil Beat people?
What?
Do you have a problem with it?
Yeah. You know who that is, don't you?
No, who's that? No. So I can't play this either?
You can play the Civil Beat. You want to play them?
No, it's actually an article. Why? What? You got a scoop on this too? What?
It's one of your favorite people in terms of the Civil Beat. Cayetano versus Bryce versus Cayetano. Who that one?
No, but are you questioning the people behind Civil Beat?
Well, I don't have a problem with Civil Beat. You have the problem with the editor in chief of Civil Beat.
Who is?
Okay.
No, who is it?
Check them.
You told me what?
Go ahead. I'm not going to tell you. Go ahead. Check.
No, who is it? Who's Civil Beat?
No, you go check. You do your homework before you bring up somebody or somebody that, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Well, they have the thing, Niall Pony won't pursue vote on Native Hawaiian Constitution. I was trying to get the article from the advertiser that I saw, but I couldn't pull it up because you have to advertise or have a subscription. So I'm reading off the Civil Beat. The group, now what is it? Is it like Linder guys behind Civil Beat? Because I don't want to read this if they're behind that.
Who's about Civil Beat? Oh, okay. Hold on. Your favorite person. His name escapes me right now, but
who is it?
I'm trying to, what's his name?
Well, this article is by Chad Blair. Now, this is what he's saying. Niall Pony won't pursue vote on Native Hawaiian Constitution. The group instead says the AHA participants themselves should take the lead in ratification. You can't ratify the Constitution for everybody else in an effort that is already underway. These guys are, like you said, it's blatant.
And tell you, see?
Come on now. You people over there, Niall Pony, you can't ratify a Constitution for all the people, you idiots.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing they said they weren't going to do. Oh, no, we're not going to do that.
Well, the article states, until you give me the name, I want to know who the name is behind Civil Beat after you told me Free Hawaii. But whoever's behind it, Civil Beat and Free Hawaii, from what they said, it seems okay, so I'm going to read it anyway. If I find out who's behind it later on, I'll see, but the facts seem to be appropriate. Niall Pooney, this is an article from Civil Beat, and this came out March 16th, a couple weeks ago, or actually a month. Niall Pooney said Wednesday will not be conducting a ratification vote on the proposed Native Hawaiian Constitution produced by the convention process, or AHA, last month. Instead, the Niall Pooney, a private, non-profit organization supported through the funds from the Office of Foreign Affairs, said it believes that it's the AHA participants that can best advance the ratification vote and conduct the important process of educating our communities about the Constitution. God, man, you people, I swear. The participants represent diverse, yeah, blah, blah, blah. They're saying that they have all these diversities, okay? Which I'm surprised that they have people, multi-generational cross-section of Native Hawaiian leaders from Hawaii, North American continent, Asia, and Europe. What the hell? What are they doing about these people, I swear. Members of the AHA said they're already proceeding to educate people about the Constitution. How about actually people are against you and raising money for the ratification vote that would take place by the end of this year. Na'alehu Anthony and AHA participants in Niall Pooney's announcement had been expected. Quote, that had been the sentiment from those close to the AHA that Niall Pooney would not participate in the ratification effort, he said. There were a handful of us supporters of the movement that had already started a grassroots funding campaign. The group, which does not yet have a formal name, oh, no, God, there's going to be another organization, has a website, alohalahui.com, to raise private funds, one that, as of Wednesday morning, had brought in $5,000, and another website, hawaiination.com, that is under construction. Aloha Lahui can be translated as much a love the nation, but Anthony said a name for the new group was less important than intent to move forward with the nation building. God, how many groups you guys want to make? No wonder it's so confusing. He said he and other AHA participants have been participating in outreach efforts to further articulate what a constitution means and to raise money. Quote, I would say that this came out of the AHA as well, the sentiment, but also a very real sense of unity and wanting to move forward, he said. This is obviously, these guys are purporting Niall Pooney. Quote, having been to almost every day of the AHA, I saw young people working with Kapuna, blah, 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 entire life, growing in a room in a quarter century, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm passing that because it sounds like a bunch of crap anyway. Then Molokai resident, they have a picture of Walter Reedy, speaks at the Aloha Aina AHA at Windward Community College last month. The group opposes Niall Pooney and has its own views on Hawaiian independence. Another AHA participant, Mahialani Cipher, agreed and stressed the grassroots-driven nature of F. I'm going to pass all these guys because it's all BS, I'm telling you people. All this Niall Pooney propaganda articles and even these people, these puppets talking for them. It's all a bunch of, it's BS. So I'm not going to read that part because it's BS.
Yeah. I was thinking of another thing. My bad. This Civil Beat was created in 2010. This is 6 years by eBay founder and philanthropist Pierre Omidyar, it's quickly become a most respected news site in Hawaii. That's what they say. Anyway, there's a lot of people who have submitted. I don't find a kanaka on this site, but hey, never can tell. They might be kanaka underground.
No, the EB guy, it's the same guy that, is it Lanai he owns? Who owns Lanai?
Huh?
Is he owns something here, right? Is that the same guy?
eBay.
No, eBay. But doesn't he own Lanai, right? The same guy? Or is it another guy, another rich guy?
Another guy. No, this guy is basically a Punahou grad. Yeah. eBay. Yeah, he's the owner of eBay. And they put together this. Yeah, not bad. There's some other stuff, you know.
Okay, but let me continue, because this is the counter to Niall Puni and all this crap that these people like Mahilani Cypher and all the people before, which I am surprised too, because the attorney, Bill, Meheula.
Yeah.
And then and he was with Oha and, Kuhio Sam. I'm sorry, guys, but you guys are lost and you guys are puppet of the feds. I have no respect for you at all. Sorry. And all this other crap that the Niall Puni participants are trying to hand you out there that they did this. You guys are against the people, and it just shows that the DOI, you guys are doing it against what the majority of Hawaiian people say. So let me get to where the people are actually speaking the truth besides all this crap from Niall Puni. Okay. Meanwhile, another group, and this is the same article from Civil Beat, Aha Aloha Aina 2016 has held its own meetings on nationhood, and your friend from Free Hawaii also mentioned this too, that the attendance at these Aha Aloha Aina meetings are more than at Niall Puni meetings.
Yes.
So,
like I said, it's the people.
Yeah.
And the Aloha Aina meetings all over the state are being held. And in various different communities, they get so large in one community, then another one springs up, and they keep in touch.
Yep.
And they're very cohesive.
Yep. And Aloha Aina, it not only opposes the Niall Puni, but also rejects the U.S. Department of Interior efforts to federally recognize Hawaiians as it does other indigenous groups. Niall Puni, well, I'm not going to read that stuff. So basically, you have that counter, and it's a little bit longer. But when I was looking toward the end, and I'll probably, it's longer than what we have time for, but I think it's important that we read this later. But at the end, you know, you have comments, and a lot of comments by Kenneth Coughlin. And I really want to talk to this guy, because there's something up his okole against Hawaiians. You know, he's coming so strong over the years against Hawaiian. There's something up his okole against Hawaiians. He just doesn't like us, or he's a supreme white person which feels that Hawaii has to be ruled with white people and anyone else but dark Hawaiians. Yeah. There's something up his okole.
Yeah.
Because the way he comes out.
Kenneth Coughlin is affiliated with the Civil Beat. He's made a lot of statements, and Civil Beat supports his statements.
Well, his article, he's against what the article was saying, or definitely against the Aho. Actually, he's against all of it. Niall Puni too, but for the different reasons for us. But all these years that I've listened to this man rant and rave, he's just, to me, he's just a fanatical American who does not look at the facts and will not be turned. I don't want to talk to him because
he's a racist.
Yeah, he seems like you can present him hardcore facts and he will still look in your face and still deny it and still spew forth his rhetoric.
Yeah, he's a racist. That's why. He's a racist.
Well, yeah, because as a, you know, we try to better ourselves. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do, right? And it just seems like Kenneth Coughlin is stuck in this Cro-Magnon phase of development or something where he just... Yeah, I mean, I just can't believe as a human being, I cannot believe Kenneth Coughlin that you spew out that crap. Really. Really.
Oh yeah. He can't.
Just can't believe it. Yeah, obviously maybe you had a Hawaiian girlfriend and she dumped you or something, but you're coming out so vicious against Hawaiians that it's just not a human rights issue. There's something else, crawling up his skin against Hawaiians.
Well, maybe he'll want a boyfriend. You can't be that. I don't know.
We have about 5 minutes later, but our priority is always see a caller. So we have a caller, hopefully about a Hawaiian issue or issue. Here we go. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Nali Hawaiian Issues.
Hi. Yeah, I heard you guys mention the name Omidyar just a while ago. He's supposedly the owner of Civil Beat. Is that right?
He's the CEO of Civil Beat.
Oh, okay. I believe he's the one that was wanting to do the development on Hanalei River.
That's where
it used to be.
That's right. That's right. That's where he
was. That's his connection to the whole thing. So,
I was like, where did I hear that from? And you're like, And I was like, no, not, you know, that's not
But see, and that's, where the,
way.
And that's where the problem with these guys with all the money, just like Falco Partners when they used to wipe out K, they're screwing me and suing me, but at the same time, they're giving money to, you know, the Humane Society. So they make a lot of friends with their other money. Same thing with Civil Beat and other things. Yeah, he's doing this. We're against what he's trying to do in Hanalei, but then he has a Civil Beat, and it does show, I mean, some of the stuff I agree with, but, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like Spectre. They have their tentacles in, like, in everything. The good and the bad.
Yeah, and then they're putting out propaganda on one side to kind of better their situation so it looks like it wouldn't be so bad for them. Oh, because they're going to regenerate the fish pond on the property over by the hotel, and he says it's all going to be built along, you know, sustainable lines and with Hawaiians being acknowledged, their cultural practices and everything like that. But he wants development all the way down to the water line.
Now, didn't that get rejected?
We'll have concessions and that sort of thing where, you know, you can rent your paddle boards and your surfboards and that kind of thing.
Now, is that still being pumped through? Or did, I thought it got rejected.
I don't know. It's one of these things, kind of like the dairy over there, too. Well, the dairy is hot and heavy, I guess. But a lot of times, I mean, he's got his permits already to do development over there where Club Med was. So, I mean, it was pretty quiet if he just backed out of it and thought, okay, well, geez, I'm not going to do that anymore. But I haven't heard that anyway.
Because the majority of people in Honolulu were against it, right?
Oh, yeah.
From what I saw on Hawaii, and so they were against it.
Yeah. And, yeah, he's founder and chairman of eBay Incorporated.
Local people who wanted to get into the development.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, mahalo for that, because I was worried. eBay, I know it's somewhere, that's why he was supposed to, he wanted to develop in Honolulu.
Yeah, French-born. He's French-born. Pierre Omidyar. Yeah. And he's the CEO and founder.
And so is the kind of the other one that wants to do the dairy is another one of those internet magnets. Zuckerberg. Yeah. So they're coming here and not necessarily doing anything good for the Hawaiian people or even for anything for the island. But anyway, I agree with you guys. I love the show. I'll let you go.
Mahalo for your information.
Aloha, brother.
Mahalo. Aloha. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, because that brings us. Okay.
Cousin.
Yeah, that brings us to the end of it.
See, it wasn't Lanai. I was like, no, it's not Lanai. But it was Hanalei. It was Kauai.
When they have a lot of money and something, I know they got something around here.
American economist. He's an economist. Founder and chairman of eBay.
And I didn't know that he got his permits for that. So, yeah, I wonder what's happening with that because we haven't seen any building over there. So,
I don't know.
Well, you know what, cuz? We're right toward the end, and you know what? I'm going to get ready and go celebrate. And you know what's out in the movies right now that we're going to go watch today? Jungle Book in 3D. That looks pretty awesome.
All right.
So,
well, ha'ole maha now, cuz.
Thank you. And I know we still...
on your 30th birthday.
Hey, don't get smart, you know. I'm going to reveal your real age.
Your 30th birthday, you're 33 and a third.
Hey, I know you can call me and I can call you, you old fut, you.
I am an old fut. So.
Yeah. And you young kids out there, no worry. You could turn old foot quicker than you think, so no laugh at us.
Yeah, before you know it, too, you'll be wondering where your hair went on your head. You know when your hair disappears on your head, you know where it goes, in your nose and in your ears.
And I know there's a lot of stuff in life that we have to deal with, but sometimes you just got to stop and smell the roses and just throw all that stuff out the window and just have some fun. And that's what I'm going to do today, because you take care of yourself, cuz, and I'll think about you, when I am inu and potted out, okay?
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.